Austin Price. Time for the VolQuest Report. And a lot to get to today, Chad, as we say hello to Austin. You can follow him on Twitter at Austin Priceless. Austin, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Yourself?
Yep. Doing well.
So what's going on with Zach Evans, the five-star running back, and what's the latest with him? And is that right now the one possible addition to this class for Tennessee?
Well, I mean, Chad, you're over there near him. He's in Nashville.
I know. We should probably just ask him to come in studio at some point, right?
You should have boots on the ground with every NPA workout.
We're going to send Will Bowling over to his workout right now to see if he can get some comments from him.
I think that'd be outstanding. Will stalking him out in the parking lot. Going to take the visit to Florida in mid-March. And, after that, I think, I don't think he'll decide the day or two after that. I think he'll start working towards a decision after that. And, I think wherever he picks, they'll try to get him to show up for mini term in May. Cause he's already graduated. He's just, training and, working out and stuff like that. So it's not like he's got school, so he can show up in May, for mini term, and would be, I think any school that, potentially could land him, that'd be the wise decision just because, he's had a propensity to change his mind. So you want to try to go ahead and lock him in, get him to class as quick as you can.
Austin, when's the last time an AD truly had as much confidence in the football program as Philip Fulmer does right now?
I would venture to say it was when, Mike Hamilton took over for Doug Dickey, and Philip was the head coach. I think there was a time when, Butch had, the confidence level of Dave Hart. Philip really believes in the direction that this football program's headed in. He's excited about, the way, Jeremy's handled himself, how Jeremy's improved, how he continues to kind of self-reflect and make changes, not only, changes to staff, but changes in how he handles things in the office hours over there for the coaches and, how he handles the media, how he handles the fans. I mean, again, I said this 2 years ago, Jeremy Pruitt was a first-time head coach with a first-time AD and two first-time coordinators. I mean, there was so much newness that it was going to be a constant learn on the fly. And luckily for Tennessee, he's been able to upgrade on his staff with Jim Chaney and Derek Ansley and so on and so forth. But also, I think, improve himself because I think he's seeing, okay, just because they did it this way in Alabama doesn't mean I have to do it this way.
Right.
And just because I think that it's the right way to do it doesn't make it the right way to do it. So I think, he's done a nice job of improving overall and doing just little things to improve certain little things, such, again, as dealing with the media, dealing with the fans. So just understanding, he doesn't have to be so rough around the edges. He can have a personality. He can, he can cut up and he does that.
How are the new coaches adjusting? There's been a lot of turnover since that first coaching staff for Jeremy Pruitt. How's that staff, the new members of that staff, adjusting so far?
Well, I think it's easy for Jay Graham because he's been here before. I think it's easy for Shelton Felton, even though he wasn't on the field. He was in the building, understands how Jeremy works, so on and so forth. Now, Jimmy Brumbaugh, I've not talked to anybody about Jimmy. So I assume everything's going well. He's a veteran guy. He's done it, at several different stops along the way. And I would be shocked if he's not really comfortable, with everything that, they do here. Because, he did work, in Colorado for Mel Tucker, who, again, is from that same tree. Kirby Smart and Nick Saban, much like Jeremy Pruitt, under that same Saban tree. So just understanding how you grind, how you work, and then the recruiting side of it. I mean, I think all those guys understand that, Coach Pruitt wants a group of hungry recruiters, which is why you see Joe Ostovat so hungry and so involved with several big-time guys in this 2021 class. Jay Graham trying to get a lot of those North Carolina kids over here for a junior day coming up on March 7th when Tennessee plays Auburn at home to round out the regular season. I think you're going to see a group that really tries to tackle the recruiting side of things much more than the previous set of guys did. It'll be a different kind of approach, but at the same time, this group's also going to have to understand developing players, because I thought some of those coaches that were here did a nice job of developing the players that were on the roster.
You don't normally think about big gains being made with seniors on your roster in terms of winter conditioning. Usually you're talking about the young guys, but for someone like Trey Smith and Brandon Kennedy, who have had various health and injury issues in the offseason. How big is this full offseason for guys like that where they can go through strength conditioning throughout the offseason?
You know, I think that, you know, having one of the same strength coach now for three consecutive off seasons is just massive. I mean, when he didn't leave last year for Maryland and he stayed here, I thought it was big with Coach Fitzgerald. But then, you know, you know little things like you see Jerry Garantano talking about, you know, I've never had the same offensive coordinator twice. Trey Smith being able to, you know, continue to develop himself in the weight room. You know, this is a big offseason for Darnell Wright, especially with Wanya Morris out this spring. Darnell Wright, who ended the year last year on a bum wheel with a hurt ankle and you know, several pounds overweight, you know, he's got a chance to really kind of get himself into great shape and I think really establish himself as a starting tackle for this 2020 season this spring. So, you know, there are several players that I think are going to benefit from three straight years of Craig Fitzgerald. The continuity is huge. I know there's not been great continuity with the staff, but to me, like, the continuity really, the strength coach spent so much time with them. I think that's more important than anything.
Disappointing finish and loss at South Carolina, where Tennessee looked to have the game under control, a defensive battle at the under four timeout. They lose that one. They're lethargic for pretty much the whole game against Vandy before pulling away and then having to hold on in the end. You can understand going up against Vandy, who's really struggled, that you're not going to completely be there mentally. Where is this team at mentally right now, Austin? And with these five tough games left, can you see a scenario where they pick it up and could maybe threaten for a possibility of being right there around the bubble come tournament time if they perform well down the stretch?
I just don't see it, you know, and that's not knocking them. I just kind of think they are who they are. They're going to have nights where they play really, really well, and they have these, you know, have these runs where they shoot it well and defend well, and those will be the nights they win. And then there'll be these nights where they struggle, and you know, I just think that right now in SEC play, they're, you know, they are what they are. They're about a 500 basketball team. Maybe they finish a game or two above 500, you know, down the stretch, but I don't think that'll be good enough to get to the NCAA tournament. Ultimately, for this team, it's about getting postseason play, even if it's the NIT, and continuing to get, you know, games under the belt for Santiago Vescovi, continuing to see the growth for Eves Pons, even a guy like Jalen Johnson, who's shown flashes here lately. In my opinion, Tennessee's just got to get to postseason basketball, and I think that they can still have a successful end of the year. Not everything ends in the NCAA tournament. This team has been through a ton, and I would be shocked if we're sitting here talking about the NCAA tournament 3 weeks from now.
Twice a week, we get the VolQuest.com report with Austin Priceless. Austin Priceless on Twitter. Austin Price gives us the report. Austin, feel better, man. I know you're under the weather today. Appreciate the report, and we'll chat on Monday.